Welcome, I'm Dada Veda, or Dada Veda Pragyananda, that's the longer name, doesn't matter which one you use. But today I want to look at a problem that we have. The problem is that in all the spiritual disciplines, the idea is to do it more and more. We should do more. Like someone might say, I want to do 3 hours of meditation, I want to do 4 hours. But you know, there's a limit of how long anybody could sit in meditation, or if their practice is a prayer, because we have other things to do in this world. We don't, even the most disciplined person still has to eat and sleep and do so many other activities. So the question is there a way to make those other activities part of our spiritual practice? And that's what we want to think about. So there is a practice in Tantra Yoga, the Ananda Marga Tantra Yoga, which we call Madhu Vidya. Madhu Vidya. Madhu means sweet, or even honey. Vidya, knowledge. So what is that sweet knowledge? The sweet knowledge is that God, or the Supreme Being, the Supreme Consciousness, is within every single object of this universe. So that's really the thing. So the idea is, how could we go about our activities and always remember that we are picking up a piece of wood, and that wood is the Supreme Being. We're moving it to a certain place, that certain place is also the Supreme Being. We're seeing a person, that person is the Supreme Being. We give the salute as if we're saluting God. So how could we do that throughout the day, and even, we're going to talk about it beyond the day, we'll talk about that at the end. So how could we do that? So there's a practice, like I said, it's called Madhu Vidya. So we have to remember. So before you do every discrete action, you start your car in the morning, you have to remember this car is that Supreme Consciousness. And then you turn the ignition, then you go. And the road that you're on is that Supreme Consciousness. And the other cars is also the Supreme Consciousness. And we have to keep remembering that. So that is what we have to do. Is there a way to do that? In the Ananda Marga practice, which I do, we have a mantra. It's called, some people call it the Guru Mantra or the Second Lesson Mantra. But it basically, what is that mantra? The mantra has the meaning that this thing is that Supreme Consciousness in the form of the pen. Everything is the Supreme Consciousness. The Supreme Consciousness is within every object. The mantra has generally those meanings. So the practice is, the way how to do that is that before you begin an activity, you eat, before you go to sleep, before you take your shower, you do that. And the way to do that is to apply that thinking first to your principal practices. There are certain principal practices that you do, like I said, eating, and even before you go to sleep, and before you take your bath. These are things you do every day, right? Before you brush your teeth, before you do that, you remember that toothbrush is an expression of God. Because that's what meditation is. Meditation, at least the way I practice it, meditation is the idea that my mind is becoming parallel. My mind is focusing on that Supreme One, on God. So it's spiritual meditation. We're trying to maintain a parallelism. You see, there's certain things that our mind can, you can look at a brick and you maintain a psychophysical parallelism. I'm thinking of a brick. My mind is becoming a brick. My mind is becoming a brick. But we don't want our mind to become like a brick. So we have to think that brick is the expression of God. And that is the secret of this practice. So there was once a Buddhist monk who had a nickname, Busuku. And the reason why he had that nickname was he told people that before I eat, which is called bhojana in that language of India, I'm gonna I think of God. So that's why the Bu. And then the Su means, it was based on a word called Shayana, means to take rest. Before I take rest, I'm going to think of God. And then before I'm going to do any major action, that's Kuru. That's what the Ku, so Bu Su Ku. So that was his nickname, because he was always thinking of God in all of his actions. So that's the ideal, and that's what we have to do. So that practice of the Guru Mantra that we give in Ananda Marga is helpful, but anybody could also practice it if you have this idea, if you remember as much as possible that I'm going to think of God. Now, is there a way to get better in this? One of the ways really that you can get better in it is to apply another kind of mantra. And this is called the Ishta mantra. It means it's your main mantra. You can say it's your main mantra. So what is the main mantra in spiritual meditation? The main mantra is to think on God. Who are you? See, that's the biggest question in life people ask. Who am I? Who am I? Some people even say, I'm a boy. Some people say, I'm a girl. Oh, then maybe I'll change. I'll become this. It doesn't matter, because there's something deeper than whether you are a boy, whether you are a girl, whether you are Russian, American, or Buddhist, or Catholic, or anything. There's something very deeper. And what is that deeper thing? You are God. You are that supreme consciousness. That's the goal of meditation. That's the least of spiritual practice, which I do and many people do. We want to become one with God. So that's who we really are. That's the destination. So that Ishta mantra, your personal mantra, that is the mantra which reminds you always of that destination. That's why you close your eyes and you start to think. You're thinking not about whether you are white or black or beautiful or ugly or tall or short or anything. You don't thinking of these things. You're thinking about your divine nature. So we want to think about our divine nature. So that's what that Ishta mantra is. So now that Ishta mantra, you can practice it in your morning meditation and your afternoon and your evening meditation. That's what we recommend. Do at least 2 times a day. But one of the benefits of that is that the more you practice it in morning and evening, then you are able to do something which we call half meditation. And in half meditation, then what are you doing? You're having that, you're thinking of that Ishta mantra in your mind while you're driving, but don't close your eyes. You have to keep your eyes open. But in the back of your mind is that mantra from your morning meditation. And what is that mantra telling you? It's telling you who you are. It's telling you where you're going, actually. So that you keep that going as much as possible. So repetition in Sanskrit is called japa. Japa. So repetition is we make an effort. Like many people, they say, I'm going to do japa on beads. They have beads and they're counting. They're saying a mantra or something. They're doing japa. But what we have to do is to do that so much, so strong. That's why your morning meditation, make it strong. Evening meditation, make it strong. And the stronger you can make that, you can do what's called ajapa japa, which is effortless concentration. It means that it will keep going. So like, for instance, I have an example. Sometimes I go to the post office and you have to wait on a line. So I'm waiting on a line. I'm not doing anything. But all of a sudden, my mantra from the morning is coming in my mind. That's a good thing. So your mind is moving in that direction without effort. That's called ajapa japa. Now, if you could do that really to the 100th degree, what will happen? Even when you go to sleep, it will keep going. And when you wake up, it will keep going. That's called ajapa japa, effortless repetition. And that's why there was a great Sanskrit Indian spiritual figure named Shankaracharya, and he said, Kuru punyam ahoratram. He said, Kuru, do punyam, good deeds, ahoratram, day and night. So how can we do Kuru punyam? When you're sleeping, you can't do any good deed. You can't feed somebody. You can't. So what? But you could keep your mind thinking of God. And that's possible if you have that ajapa japa, effortless repetition. So, and this is all, another word we also call it, we call it fixed memory, or dhruva smriti is all in Sanskrit, but fixed memory. So we make our mind fixed on God, and that is spiritual meditation. And the idea is not to do it once a week in your place of worship, or once every day in the morning prayer or evening prayer or afternoon prayer. No, we extend it always. So whatever your practice you are, you could do it. If you follow this Ananda Marga Tantra practice, we'll give you the step-by-step lessons how you can do that. But that's what it's all about. So it is possible to extend your spiritual practice throughout the day. It has been done in the past, and it will be done in the future. And people are trying to do it even right now in the present. So I hope you'll do that too. So that's all I wanted to say today. I haven't had one of these spiritual talks in a long time, but recently I was with a student, and I understood that this kind of teaching is necessary if people are going to grasp how to move on this path. So that's all, and I thank you for coming. If you like what you hear, yeah, and of course you can do the whole thing of subscribe and give it a thumbs up, share it with somebody. If you think this is good for somebody, share it with them, do that. And that's good for you, good for them, it's good for the whole all-around consciousness of this universe. And if you want to, you can find out more about me and just look at my website, dadaveda.com. And I do music also. And my music, I try to illustrate the things which I'm saying now. So that's all I want to say right now. But I thank you for coming. And I say namaskar. It means I salute you with my mind and all the cordiality of my heart. So take care. I'll see you again.